By the way, I got a new app that was supposed to...
Oh my God, we're trying to do a show! You're gonna talk about apps?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show. Welcome!
Good morning and evening, friends.
I remembered what I wanted to tell you.
What's that?
Not telling you.
Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. The thing you do with your ears.
And the place to be.
And the place to be. A little quiet in here. My name is Keith. I'm in the center. To the right of me is Christopher. Best in Show Christopher.
My name is Best in Show Chris. It is not Best in Show Christopher. I do not like the name Christopher. Please refrain from using it when referring to me.
To his double left is Best in Show Jamestifer. And I'm Keith, in case I haven't mentioned it.
We do an audio podcast as well, and I think most people listen to us audially. So if
you're not kiss loud enough?
So if you're going to just blow kisses, kiss louder.
Well, you could add an SAP, James kissing.
It's true. You can fix that in your...
Edit it in post?
Yes.
No problem.
If you want to reach us, send us a Hey Guys at heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. I believe there's other ways to reach us, but apparently there's really not.
What do you mean there's other ways? What else could you possibly be referring to? If people called you?
Yes. You can text me.
A parcel post?
Yes.
A hologram.
Okay.
Speaking of those Hey Guys.
By the way, Keith, do you hear the cat yelling
at the door
right
now? I do. That's why I started giggling.
Is it distracting to you, knowing that cat's probably in pain?
He's not in pain. He just
sure he is.
He may be a little annoyed because he has a topic he wants to discuss.
He's in heat.
But I told him to send a Hey Guys.
Oh, he should have.
We got a Hey Guys right now, actually. Sorry. Edit that out.
Mm-hmm. In post?
This Hey Guys is from Ken from Morris County, New Jersey.
Oh my God, you sons of bitches with your counties.
And he writes in parentheses, yes, county. That is just how we do this.
Was it addressed to Christopher?
No, but it will be next time, I'm sure. And his question is, what are your top three tips for tourists who are unfamiliar with your fine city? That fine city would be the city of New York, for those of you who aren't aware. Maybe some safety tips, a must-see, must-do, a must-avoid. Basically, he wants us to set up our own unique experience for them in... in New York. I don't know which that
is.
You want to learn my unique experience? Learn how to experience my unique experience, forget how to speak, and then come to Staten Island.
Buy yourself a squeaky chair.
Okay, so first of all, yeah, his chair is so squeaky.
I move around too much. I think that's the problem. I'm just going to be like this. I'm going to be like this for the rest.
We're just going to call you Fidget from now on. Okay, so are we saying New York, or are we saying Staten Island?
I think he means New York City, meaning Manhattan, okay. Or I guess maybe now Brooklyn.
Or the city of New York. It's fine. Any part
of the five boroughs.
Well, I didn't know if we were keeping it local. Like, if I was going to tell, like, if I were to ask him the same question, would he tell me only about Morris County? Or would he tell me about all the great places in New Jersey? So I don't know what things I should be looking for or talking about.
We're not going to New York State, though, either. So we're just going
the Adirondacks. He wants to know about the Adirondacks.
Okay. Well, I mean, we could be. You could talk about Westchester.
I've never been there.
I was just in Harriman last weekend.
Oh, nice. I've spent a lot of time up by Croton Dam. You know, there's some really nice things up there that's barely considered upstate. It's like Westchester.
But I graduated from Herkimer Community College, never set foot in the town.
Yeah, you did it all on the internet.
I did.
So there's lots of things you did on the internet. You can give like a virtual tour of like the World of Warcraft realm as well, then, by that logic. You live there?
What school is that?
America. Okay, so we'll say New York City. I guess the three of us will limit ourselves to New York City.
Well,
with what that is. And we'll allow you to put Long Island in as well, if you'd like to.
Yeah.
If you'd like to.
No.
I wouldn't.
Can we include Morris County, because it's the tri-state area?
No.
Stay home.
Yeah.
I would say that depending on the type of experience you want to have, if you want to hit, like...
I want a lousy one.
If you tell me that, I don't mean quality wise.
If you want to leave with a disease, or if you want to leave satisfied.
There's plenty of obvious tourist spots like the Empire State Building if you want to see.
I'd like to leave with a satisfying disease. First of all, Empire State Building, no. Wrong. Don't go there. Stupid.
Okay, Times Square, any of those.
Times Square.
I've never been to any of them.
Worst place on earth.
Stupid.
I would suggest you stay away from those if you don't want to be in a crowd of millions of people.
Why don't we do this? Keith, why don't you give all your tips, James and I will point out how stupid they are, and then we'll tell people how to live their lives for real.
I'm saying if you feel the need to hit the...
You were asked a blatant question by Ken from Morris County. He didn't say how could somebody else potentially answer this if they were some weird tourist nerd. He said, how would you answer it? So answer it.
And the way I would answer it is to say... If you want to see the important tourist spots...
I just got
to
yell at him and all of a sudden you can hear his voice. It's great.
Then go to those aforementioned places.
But we're not talking about that.
And no, I am actually. That's
no, you're not allowed to.
About.
You're not allowed to. That's not what it says to do there. We stick to the question strictly.
Okay, what are your top three tips for tourists? A safety tip, a must-see, must-do, and a must-avoid. Okay.
So
what you think people should do is, hey, if you want to do something, do it.
No, but the next part is tell us how we can experience your unique New York.
You know you need unique New York.
Unique closed down a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, so we won't discuss tourist spots. You'll have to go to tourist.org to get those if you feel the need to do that.
Is there a tourist spot that you think people should go to? Yes.
No!
Why are you getting mad that I asked the question?
Because I'm saying that you don't need to see these spots unless you feel the need to make sure
spots.
You hit all the important tourist destinations.
Why are they important?
I don't know,
they're important to other people. That's my point.
But your opinion. What is your opinion on the matter?
You know what? I could have gotten to that like 5 minutes ago if you didn't keep interrupting
me. I know, but you can go now.
Okay, you ready? You go first.
Got nothing to say.
Personally, what I would do is take the trains into the boroughs and walk around the city. Go into Brooklyn, go into... At least for one day. Yes, Christopher.
Walk around where?
Walk around Brooklyn.
Where?
I don't know. Bay Ridge, Williamsburg.
Dyker Heights?
Wait.
Places that I don't go to personally.
Okay, wait. But let's go specifics here. I want to hear. Where in Brooklyn should people walk around Bay Ridge?
Yes.
Yes.
They should get pizza from Elegante's because it's the best pizza you'll ever
eat. If you want to have a unique experience, granted it's not unique to the people that grew up here like us, but if you don't want to see the same exact things that every other person on the planet is seeing, the same reason you're getting mad at me for bringing up those tourist spots...
What are you experiencing in Brooklyn? Okay, I get it. There's a pizza place that he wants. And don't get me wrong, it's the best pizza.
You're getting an idea of what it's like to live in New York City.
To live as a New Yorker.
You're getting as close as you will without actually renting an apartment. Because honestly, when you go to Manhattan, you're going to a place where... You're not getting the experience that like Jerry Seinfeld
okay,
has
so you want
in
that?
Central Park West.
I gotcha. Rent a Lincoln Town Car, drive around downtown Manhattan, and try and park it.
Nice. That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty exciting one.
Why a Lincoln Town Car?
Because it's long and doesn't fit in most of the spots.
You'll have a hard time even with a smart car.
Yeah. Then go park it in one of those neighborhoods and get on the train because there's just never any parking in Manhattan.
I'd say without question, and maybe it's just because of Keith and I traveling here together, never get on a local bus ever.
Don't take a local train either during rush hour.
Local trains are... that to me is a New York experience.
Well, so is the bus though.
No. I don't think it's nearly as common.
I've been on a local bus in Manhattan once in my entire life. I worked there. I went to school there. Never.
Yeah, local once. Buses. Local buses.
Oh, no. I'm saying the experience we just had on the bus is a local bus experience.
Yeah, and
I don't get that on a train.
And I don't think people should experience that. I think they can get on a train. Getting on a crowd on a train because you're going to go places in a specific way, unless there's we're being held up momentarily by the train's conductor. But the stopping and just being stuck in traffic while you're on top of people on a bus is the worst. I hate it.
It's on people to do that. So we're giving the worst
possible. No, I'm saying don't do that. Take a train and experience a train. That's good. It's kind of fun.
If you want to be like most Staten Islanders,
ask your mom to borrow a car.
Take the express bus to one destination, walk half a block as if you worked there, come back out of the building, get on the same express bus, and come right back, and never ever go to Manhattan at any other time.
No, so for something, again, touristy, what one place would you guys each say that you have to go to, or that you would like to take someone? If Ken came here and said, you guys each take me to one place.
I gotta admit, as touristy as it is, a lot of these museums are places you may want to see. I know it's not an exciting answer, but granted, I don't ever go to them.
You can go to the Holocaust Museum and do the whole Battery Park City thing.
You know what? I think Battery Park, honestly, is I love it over there.
And you're right by the Trade Center. It's.
But honestly, you gotta get to. I would think you have
the whole West Side. You're on the West Side.
As corny as it sounds, and I guess any answer, you should probably go into the East Village, walk around, see where they filmed Rent. Oh, no, wait, you have to go to a California soundstage for that. One of those neighborhoods, maybe Soho or something.
Everything that I would think of would be food-related.
Me too.
It would all be food-related, much like I guess Bay Ridge is acceptable because of Elegantes. But yeah, it's like no neighborhood. Don't get me wrong. Walking around in the East Village is fun. For that matter, so is walking around the West Village. Not as much fun, but
You can do the High Line. It's an interesting place. I mean, it's not that you don't get a Manhattan experience, but it's a neat place.
Yeah, everything to me would be food related. I would suggest going to.
I would do a pizza tour.
Not to be cliche, Katz's Deli is pretty tremendous, and there's a Knishery right, maybe a half a block away that James and I have been to.
Over 100 years old. So
but I guess the thing we have to remember, too, I keep thinking these things are cliche, but I guess it's the idea that if you don't live here and you're not going to get that much of an opportunity to be here, people would rather go there than...
Okay, Katz's Deli, important. There's a pub, it's kind of like a chain, not quite a franchise, called The Smith. That there's one on like 2nd Avenue and 12th, and then there's one in like the 50s and like 3rd Avenue. They do hot potato chips with blue cheese fondue. That is maybe my favorite thing in the entire world to eat. I wish that Keith still, ate dairy, and I would love to take him there.
See, I would go McSorley's as something to McSorley's. You order beer by the half dozen.
Right.
And they have two beers, light and dark. They make them all.
All right.
And...
Yeah, that place is filthy, though.
Of course it is.
Yeah. As far as a safety tip, don't speak to anybody on the street unless you really need to. If somebody tries to get your attention, don't talk to them. It's.
Don't open up a subway map. Don't open up a map of any sort in front of anyone.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
But it's just somebody's trying to scam you or something. It's just like
not necessarily that you're getting that you will get mugged if something like that happens. I think you run the risk of it if you do.
My tip is just don't mouth off to anybody who...
But honestly, if somebody stops you on the street to talk, then they you don't need to have that conversation. Did anyone ever stop you?
What if it's the greatest person in the world?
See, I disagree. I think be at, there's no problem with that, safety-wise.
They'll be at the Empire State Building.
Oh, okay. Your favorite place?
I would also suggest you take advantage of the internet age and research and map out this whole thing and figure out where you want to go so you don't spend all your time looking around in circles.
I disagree with that.
Actually, you get off at a train somewhere and you just walk.
And go.
To an extent, but you also have to have an idea of where you're going.
My ex-girlfriend went to school in Nawlins, and I went down to visit her when she was in college at the time. We're talking 20 years ago. And when I went there, she was in classes during the day, so I would just be allowed to explore. And what I would do is I would get in my rental car, drive in one direction, get out of the car, and just start walking and looking around.
I did that.
And
I did that in Japan. I found a stop. I went off, and I...
We did that in Philadelphia when we were just there. Yes, like, that's the way to do. Just go.
I agree with that. I love doing that in places I've never been to. But I feel like if you're taking your vacation... Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If you're taking your vacation, you don't necessarily want to spend all your time looking for, If you have one night in Bangkok...
Well, the other thing that you should do is hail a yellow cab and ask him to take you to Morris County, New Jersey, because I hear it's lovely this time of year, no matter what time of year it is. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. I would just like to quickly... did you blow smoke rings?
I blew a perfect ring.
Really?
Yeah, just one.
Nice. Look, a dancing bear. I just want to go back to our previous topic briefly and apologize. Apparently, you should not visit any of the... tourist spots that I suggested. Because that would just be wrong. That's all.
Where was that suggested by?
What? Oh, that was suggested by Ken in Morris County, New Jersey.
No, he didn't say that. Where would what you just said?
What made you apologize?
Because it was apparent that my suggestions were wrong.
Why was that apparent?
Well, they weren't wrong. They were just stupid. There's a difference.
Because, yeah, exactly. Because you when you flipped out on me, then you know.
I didn't flip out on you for your suggestions.
No, but during the break you did.
But that wasn't for your suggestions. That was for your blatant disregard for the question and being a retard that just kept going on and on about the Empire State Building.
Oh, you really just said that word.
What'd I say?
I don't say offensive words.
I didn't say an offensive word.
You said Redskins.
I didn't say the bad word. I said something similar.
Anyway, we have another Hey Guys here. If you'd like to send us a Hey Guys, send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. There it is.
Oh, sure.
There it is. No, look, there it is in smoke form.
Are you blowing that in your mouth?
Clementine.
Clementine? That's a weird name.
Well, that's how I pronounce it. From Sarasota, that would be in Florida. Says...
Sarasota County, actually.
You know her?
Yeah.
Or him? Probably her. Says, hey guys, what's with guys caring about where a girl has been? I forgot I have to sit still perfectly. So I don't get screamed at.
What's okay, so first of all, we're going to start off with Clementine, we're going to assume it's a young lady, right? And she's asking...
I think it's just Clementine.
And from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, isn't that... That's what Roger Clemens says when he comes out to the night. It's Clementine.
So she's a seedless orange.
Right. So she's... I'm going to assume she's a dame, and she's probably been slighted by a fellow because of her promiscuous past.
I would agree.
Is what I would probably
guess. She is from Florida.
Or maybe she knows someone that was promiscuous and is being slighted as a result.
She is from Florida.
Where's she from?
Sarasota.
Good tourist, any good tourist spots there?
Empire State Building. Swim the Empire State Building.
Swim by Clementine's house.
My idea is to whatever you feel you want to do, that's my suggestion.
But not Clementine, apparently, because God knows where she's been.
If you don't want to do Clementine.
That. No, you don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying.
I think she's been to the Empire State Building.
That's how you'll actually get to leave with that satisfying disease we talked about in the first half of the show.
See,
I mean, all right, it's all great. not full circle. It's great. All right, I guess the question then. I mean, Clementine.
You think that's where she's going with it? Is
what else could she possibly mean? Where a girl's been, like hey, her travel plans.
You've been to the Empire State Building, bitch. Get out of here.
But yeah, like what could possibly? I mean, I'm sure that's what she means. Like where a girl has been. What else could she possibly mean?
I don't know that I do. I did when I was younger. I was like...
So you're talking about that. I was asking you, what could she else could she have meant other than...
I don't care what she meant. We're on this now.
Well, yeah, that's... Unless she chimes in at some point.
Okay.
Son
of a bitch.
You used to care, but now you don't.
Yeah, I don't think I really care anymore. It's whatever. You've been where you've been, and that's it. You know, like... I mean, to an extent. I don't, like...
To what extent is it not?
If you don't know any of the dudes that she's been with, it's okay. If she's been with every single one of your friends and your uncle, there's a problem.
Which uncle?
Possibly.
What do you mean by problem?
Yeah, that would bother me.
What do you mean by problem? It's just not someone that you could be with then.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be with someone.
Okay, and that's fine. It's not necessarily a problem. It's just something. It's a deal breaker for
problem
you.
For her.
Which is a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't necessarily care where a girl has been before me.
You care where she goes after.
While she's with you?
I care where she goes after.
Really?
And I care where she goes after were she ever to come back. I don't want to have makeup sex with someone
who's been with other people in between.
That's been with someone that... Like, I don't want to know about the in-between. That has nothing to do with the...
Makeup sex, so like you have a fight and she goes out and has sex with somebody?
Well, whatever.
No, or you put makeup on each other.
Right. Or it could be breakup sex. Like, you know, like I don't want to hook back up with someone that broke up with me and then started sleeping with other dudes. And like, you know, I mean, and years could go by. And that's not to say that I've never gotten back...
Even if years went by?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's over unless she's celibate the entire time, it's over.
It's not that it's over if it's celibate. It bothers me.
Oh, you just don't want to know.
It's going to be a mental problem for me. More, and again, this has nothing to do with, like, dirtiness or promiscuity, if you will. It's more the fact that she had me and then decided she was going someplace else. And then when she went someplace else and didn't get what she wanted, now she's coming back to me. You know what? Forget you. That's my mindset in that. That's my only preoccupation or my only thought with regards to where a girl has been. It's where she's been after me and then tries to come back that bothers me.
Oh, see, I would be like more like, you know, I go out, get the real sex out of your system and then come back to me.
Come back to being unsatisfied by me. Yeah, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know about that at all. I don't care about everything that's happened before me, before you knew me. I want you to have experienced a life. I might not want to hear that. I don't want to be gross and do sex talk. I might...
That's Clementine's
fault. I might not want to hear that she did it in the butt with another guy before me. I might not want to hear about that. That's all. Because I feel like that's...
She's probably not going to tell you that.
Okay, I understand. But like that's like a special thing that I don't want to know that she's experienced those special things. Again, it's all mental with me. It's nothing about what acts she committed. Committed. What was the word that we were talking about earlier that she declared? What actually she's declared? It's more the idea of she had a level of dedication to someone else before me that I don't want to know about.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm at the other way, with the opposite of dedication. She went to a party and had sex with like six guys at a party.
Okay.
That's less bothersome than...
You're talking about sex. Before she was with him.
Yeah, well, the butt sex stuff doesn't bother me. I said I just don't want to know necessarily. It doesn't bother me per se. Whatever, you have your life. You live it.
Mm-hmm. What if she told... Would you rather her...
It's disappointing to think that there's not something that could be yours and yours alone.
I can agree to that.
But I also like the idea that she's experienced a life before me, too. And that she's not a, you know, fresh-faced virgin. So, I mean, it's a two-way street.
Well, okay, would you rather her... If in this temporary breakup you have, would you rather find out that...
Forget the temporary breakup. It's done. We're broken up. It's over. Don't come back. We can't. It's bad.
But that's not how you set that up, right?
It's not really how I set it up.
Because I was going to say, would you rather find out that she had sex with somebody you know, or that she watched a movie that the two of you had always been planning on watching together, but never did? I ask you this specifically, because I feel like with you, it would be the movie. I feel like you'd rather watch the video of her having sex with the person you know than watch the movie.
I would dislike them both. She planned to watch the movie with me?
You guys kept saying you're going to see that movie.
Yeah, the sex would bother me more. I wouldn't.
But the movie would bother you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Almost as much.
I have all sorts of issues. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
James Defer?
I don't really think it bothers me knowing, unless, and I guess it's just situational. And again, if it has to do with people I know, not that it's...
The people you know thing is kind of weird.
Because it makes it odd to talk about that girl with someone else. You don't, because, and I do like, yeah, I know. I did that to her too.
But that you're not supposed to ever acknowledge that.
I know.
For the sake of the discussion, you don't have a girlfriend. For the sake of the discussion, you don't have a girlfriend. Would you, either of you, have sex with my ex-girlfriend?
No.
And I don't have to know about it. Like I said,
I'm not talking about any specific person.
Yeah, no. And that's obviously the
if
point.
If she wasn't your ex, sure. But the fact that she was your ex, no.
You find another loophole.
Okay. Does that hold true for all of your friends?
No.
No.
Okay.
But
it matters on how good a friend, and it also matters...
I'm trying to think if any of us have had sex with the same girl, and I don't think we have.
I think so.
You and I have?
I think so.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
Am I the girl?
Yes.
Who was first?
I think you might have been.
Yeah, I don't want to know about it if it was after.
He was second?
Actually, I don't care.
Then
I was third.
I had lost that math problem in my head.
No, I actually dated for a while a long-time acquaintance's ex-wife. Well, I didn't know at the time, because I moved away, I didn't know that they were married. I found that after I started dating the girl.
I know all about that.
You know what I'm thinking?
And that was, I mean, he had a problem with it. I didn't.
Exactly.
I mean, again, I didn't have a problem with her, with that past.
But that's the thing. He was in the position that I was just talking about, like where she goes after.
But then also, I've dated people who kind of fooled around with, you know, friends or whatever, and... I guess because of the circumstance of how close it was, or it was bothersome. But in general, knowing a girl's history isn't troublesome at all. It's not a deterrent.
So, long story short then, too late. Clementine, she's okay. There's still a future for her. She still has a life ahead of her, despite her wanton sexuality and her blatant homosexuality and trisexuality and whatever it is that she tries.
How about if she had a horse once? Would it be a problem?
Yes.
Okay.
I have problems with people who do anything with animals.
Okay.
Except eat them.
I thought you meant a guy.
A Minotaur.
I thought you meant that she was just like, oh, wow, my last boyfriend, he was a horse. Oh, wait, maybe she meant the real horse.
Yes. That's a problem.
Well, you want to see how much time we're supposed to be filling?
No, I just want to see why we...
Oh, we're good.
You know what, Clementine?
you never really said what... You always dodged it. The questions, the heavy questions.
Unless it's the Empire State Building, he won't talk. That's all he cares about. My feelings about New York.
Her ex-boyfriend was hung like the Empire State Building. Those are exact words. Personally, I think I answered the question right off the bat. I said I don't really care, necessarily. I mean, short of, until you pointed out, like, maybe close friends and relatives. Otherwise, I'm not bothered by, like, numbers and or anything like that. I don't think so.
I did have a problem with one, but,
What?
No. Sorry. No, I said, what's so funny? Go.
Yeah, I had a problem with one. I was seeing a girl, and then she kind of told me about something that happened prior, mm-hmm. and then I couldn't see her anymore.
What was the thing? Can you say?
I hate you.
It's tough.
Does it involve waste materials?
No.
Does it involve Saved by the Bell? It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with yours and the place to be. Go over to heroestalk.com/Amazon and buy yourself something. Help to support shows like Bug Zapper Radio, the DJ New Style Show, Truth Time Theater, and Best in Show Radio. Cocky Socks, Steamroller, Roll Over Your Face. We'll see you guys on the radio and on YouTube. 88. Peace.
Entertaining talk radio. Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.